Hey, we're no longer groups of individuals keeping the Torah in the diaspora. We've risen from the ashes to be a nation in our land. Go to the link on the screen to sign up for our newsletter, Israel National Torah, to receive Torah from a national perspective. We've mentioned how the land of Israel is designated for the people of Israel. But how did our presence in the land come about? How did the people enter the land? Well, there were seven nations minding their own business in their land of Canaan. The Jewish people show up, cross the Jordan River into the land, kill the inhabitants, take over the land, and call it the Jewish homeland. Is that moral? Is there something I'm missing? This week's Torah reading of Mishpatim sheds light on the morality of our conquest of Israel. God promises, "Vehaviacha el hamakom asher achinoti," and I will bring you to the place that I have prepared. Meaning this is the divine order. This land is prepared especially by God from creation for the Jewish people. Jewish sources dictate that each and every commandment, only when performed in Israel, reaches its full value. God goes on to list six nations inhabiting the land and says that he will bring you to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will destroy them. A few verses later, God promises, "V'agarshenu mipanecha," and I will drive them out from before you, "V'nachalta et ha'aretz," and you will inherit the land. These verses are revealing God's will. Like it or not, the creator of the universe is dictating its operating instructions. The Jewish people must conquer the land of Israel and observe the commandments therein. You know, human rationale and intellect have accomplished much in the world. We're certainly not against that. But these verses are teaching us that the Hebrew nation's sovereignty over the land of Israel is above all human rationale and reasoning, and it's for the benefit of mankind. If the inhabitants of the land accept our sovereignty on our terms, they can stay and prosper. If not, God is commanding us to destroy or expel them. Even the first prime minister of the state of Israel, who was secular, David Ben-Gurion, said, "The Bible is our mandate." So we see from this week's Torah reading that the ultimate argument for the justness of our rights to live as a nation with freedom and dignity in our land is the Tanakh, the Jewish Bible. Let's not shy away from this assertion. To the contrary, let's embrace it. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El.